Joining me today is Madison Cook, and she is coming to us from Vermont. And she is a former student and FFA member at Caesar Rodney High School in Camden, Delaware. Madison, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about this.
Good. Well, I'm glad to speak with you. And now, let's talk about your time in the FFA. So when did you first become an FFA member?
So my freshman year was my first official year in the FFA chapter. My district didn't offer a middle school program, so officially it was my freshman year. But well before that, I was going to FFA meetings, going to statewide events, doing as much as I could, especially with my dad being my advisor. It was just kind of bred into me to be a part of the FFA. I loved it from the get-go. But like I said, officially it was my freshman year. That's when I started running for chapter officer, when I started to being able to compete with the Creed competition. So that's where it all started.
Got it. So with you and your dad being your advisor, obviously growing up, FFA was something that was being talked about and you were involved in. And so I always ask everybody why they joined. In your case, it almost seems obvious, but why did you join?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, my dad, he had a big influence on me, but it was just so exciting. Like growing up, I saw people practice for competitions and get to travel over the country showing livestock and competing at nationals. And it just had this like really exciting energy to it. And these kids, I got to see them transform from their freshman year to senior years. And even though I was younger than them, I could still see how they had grown throughout the years and evolved as leaders and had become sharper individuals and learned how to talk in front of groups and be more outgoing and have more experiences in their lives because they weren't as lucky to come from a farm like I was, but to see how they took a hold of the agriculture industry and made it a part of their life, like that inspired me. And so that was what made me so excited to join. So although my dad was the advisor, I did it for myself because I wanted to go through that evolution and grow as an individual too. So
very good. And you talked about running for office and officer positions. Did you become an officer eventually?
Yeah, so all 4 years at high school, I was in some position. I had served as reporter, I had served as secretary, vice president, and then my senior year, I was the president. And it was a lot of, it was really exciting. I was really happy to be able to impact my chapter and try to show the members all the opportunities the FFA chapter had to offer them.
Well, that's fantastic. Let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So what were you doing throughout high school for that SAE?
Yeah, so I had a few different projects. I would say my two most like ones that I loved the most were my swine project and then my raised bed project. So my swine project consisted of raising sow or raising piglets and stuff, breeding sows, showing the swine at the National Junior Swine Association circuit. At our state fair, we showed them. And then also like the meat market. So my swine project was definitely very big. That was probably my focus throughout my entire high school career. There was a bunch of different aspects. Like we had the meat production side, but we also had like the show industry side, which is like two very different industries within swine. That's definitely something that's like evolved over the years is you have your production side and then you have your show side. And that's probably the most interesting thing that like I learned with that is there's a bunch of different perspectives all the time. And so it's really important to like evaluate them. And then my raised beds, I had gotten a grant like my freshman or sophomore year, $1,000 grant to put my raised beds in. And so I have like five of them. And each year I would have like my winter crop, which is like cabbage and broccoli, stuff like that. And then I would put in like squash and tomatoes for the summertime. And I would use that to put in fair entries at our state fair and the FFA building. But then also I would donate a lot of that food and sell it at our ice cream stand. So there's also a bunch of different things I did with that. And that was a lot of fun. I chose to do raised beds because my dad, he's in a wheelchair. So that gave him the ability to help me with my crop and also gave him something to do as well. So that, like, I have a lot of pride in both of those projects that I did. And I also did cattle, sheep, and goats. But those were a little more on the side compared to the other two projects I had.
Wow. Wow. That is great. And I love the motivation behind the raised beds, just that where you incorporated the idea, or you kind of altered the idea so that you and your dad could work together on that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What is it, inspired by your desire to be able to work with your dad on something agricultural, or was that once you received the grant, you went, what can I do to be able to do that?
Yeah, I definitely think it was me wanting to work with my dad. Me and my sister are both definitely daddy's girls. He's taught us so much. And we definitely love to soak up that knowledge. And so it was an opportunity for not only me to be active in another outlet of the agriculture industry, because up until that point, we had only really done like showing livestock. We hadn't really done anything with like horticulture and doing like crops and stuff. So this is like my chance to seek new knowledge in that field of my dad's brain, I guess you could say, because he knows so much. And so I definitely wanted to include him in this journey because he had helped me so much. And I knew it would be a really good chance for him to get active and help me out there, like pulling weeds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I am so glad I did that because, like I said, like he has so much knowledge. So just sitting there pulling weeds, just talk, and you just learn so much in his stories. And just like about my dad in general, I got to like get to know him better. So I definitely wanted the raised beds to be something we could do together. And I definitely wouldn't have changed that because it definitely has helped me a lot.
Wow. So what did it mean to you when you found out that you had been awarded that SAE grant and it was going to be possible for you to be able to do this?
I was super excited. That was the first grant I had applied for, and my dad had helped me get it done and helped me make sure it would be competitive. And at the time, like, I didn't realize how great of an impact it would have. I didn't realize all the great things that would come out of it. I learned so much, but I had no idea at the time of getting the grant that this would all happen. So I was definitely super appreciative. Whenever you are awarded something like that, there's always great opportunity there. It was definitely a great opportunity.
Now, is your dad permanently in the wheelchair, or was that a temporary condition at the time?
It's something that has evolved over the years. So he was diagnosed with limb girdle muscle dystrophy. Mm-hmm. When he was about my age, maybe a little bit younger. And it's like a slow onset of muscle dystrophy where the muscles just deteriorate. So now he is permanently in a wheelchair. But my whole life he hasn't been. Mm-hmm. It's just like slowly progressed to where he is now.
Gotcha.
That's why it's really important to get him active and like back into the things that like he was doing when he was younger.
Well, now along the way, there's been proficiency awards and things like that as well?
Yep, I have a few. My dad also helped me get those ones. I have a dairy proficiency. I also have the Star Farmer for like the state level. I didn't go to like nationals with that. And then I have a bunch of different CDEs with like livestock judging, dairy judging. I competed in Creed, dairy handling. Yeah, I did like colt. And then there's specific awards for each officer position. So like gotten that for the president position. I had a science fair project I did with a partner, and we won at the states and went to nationals. A bunch of different stuff.
Man, you have taken advantage of every single opportunity afforded to you through the FFA and then some. I want to ask you, if there's another student out there listening, maybe they're just getting started in the FFA, and what advice would you have for them?
Definitely ask. No questions are dumb. I know sometimes I feel like, oh, like everyone should know this, and I'm like embarrassed to ask it. But no, like definitely ask questions. And also, like, there's more out there than you realize. Even in the FFA industry and the chapter, there's CDEs that like may not be commonly competed in that you might not know about. But if you just say like, these are all the things I'm interested in, and lay it all out there and just have a really good connection and morale with your advisor, and they are going to be willing to like open doors for you. And it's just a matter of throwing yourself out there and like not being scared of like what interests you and like what you want to do. It's really important to just really throw yourself out there.
Well, you have an incredible story, and you've just got a wonderful heart for service and helping other people, Madison. It has been absolutely my pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.